John chapter number 4, you find John chapter number 4, I'm going to read Proverbs 25, verse 25, one verse out of Proverbs. And it says this, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Now over here in the book of John, chapter number 4, familiar story. We preached out of this chapter here a few days ago on something else. You know the story about the Samaritan woman. And Jesus must needs go through Samaria. Amen. And he comes down here, and I'm just going to read one verse down here found in verse number 14. And this is the heart of the message in verse number 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. I want to just look here a few minutes about the water blessings in the Word of God, but especially this one. Do you know when you open your Bible, in verse number 2, you find water in the Bible. Water's covering the world when you first start reading your Bible. And as all of you know tonight, water is something that you cannot do without to have natural life. And we all know that tonight. And matter of fact, drinking water is getting to be a big problem right here in our own country. And so water, if I told my high school buddies when I graduated I'm going to start selling bottled water, they'd laughed me out of the class. They would have. But look at it today. Here in John chapter number 4, we know the story here. I hope you do. Go back home and read it about John chapter number 4. But we see not only the humanity of Jesus where he's walking on his journey. In verse 1 and 2 said he's weary with his journey, and he sat on that well. Now that well goes all the way back to the book of Genesis. That's Jacob's well. There they got from Shechem there, back in, I believe it's Genesis 33 or so. But here's this woman, and she's coming out at the sixth hour, the Bible said, down in verse 6. That's very significant. Remember now, every word in your Bible is important. Not only because God spoke it, but it's there for a reason. Notice in verse number 6, and it's in the sixth hour that she comes. Most of you know that 6 is the number for man in the Bible. And she comes at the sixth hour. She's getting ready to get her need met, because Jesus is waiting on her when she gets to that well. Amen. And she's coming out in it's high noon, in the middle of the day. Some say because of her lifestyle that she lived, that's the hour. That's why she came out at that time. But I want you to notice that Jesus says a few things to her that are very important to you and me tonight. I want you to notice, first of all, in verse number 14, the source of that water. Now, I got some water sitting up here before me tonight. Jesus told that woman that if you drink of the water from this well, you're going to thirst again. I want to say that probably all of us tonight have drunk from the wells of this world. It don't matter how much money you would ever have. It don't matter how many possessions you might accumulate. There's nothing that can satisfy you, because there's a void in your life. That void, the only thing that can fill that void is the Lord Jesus coming alive in your life. Amen. That's true. And he said right here, the source of the water. Look what he said in verse 14. The water that I shall give him. Hey, folks are trying to get it from baptism and good works and different denominational rites and rituals and regulations. But the water that's going to count is what you're going to receive from the Lord. Notice the Bible said salvation's a gift of God, and you can only receive that gift. And notice this woman came to this well because she had a need in her life. And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you've got a need in your life that only the Lord Jesus can supply. And that's that need is that living water that only He can give you. And friends, you'll have to come to Him to get it. I want you to notice a few things tonight. He's the only place that you can get this water. If you turn over in two more chapters, in John chapter number 7, in verse number 38, the Word of God said, Jesus talking, he that believes believeth on me. Do you believe on him tonight? And he said, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, how do you get this water, preacher? You partake of it at the cross of Christ. Ain't nowhere else you can get this water. You come to see Jesus as a sinner, and he'll meet you at the cross every time. Amen. I like that. Bible said in 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but under us which are saved, it is the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The source of this water. I want you to notice the supply that it gives. I wrote this down here this afternoon, this one little thought. Notice now, we preached on this a couple weeks ago, but he said here in verse number 14 that if you'll get a drink of the water that he offers, he said it would be in you a well of living water. Can I say a single drink will give you the whole well? Amen. Hallelujah. Get a drink of the living water that Christ has, and you'll get the whole well when you drink. Amen. That's shouting ground right there. I mean, for the moment you get born again, think about what all he does for you. I mean, not only does he forgives you of sin, you've got peace with God. Now you're a fit subject for heaven. Amen. But he makes you a son of God, an heir of Christ. I mean, he's got you home in glory. You're kept by the power of God. You're washed in the blood. You're made whiter than snow. Think about what all he does for you. A single drink will give you the whole well. Now look at this for a minute. And notice that she said she kept reasoning in the natural. She said, well, this well's deep. How are you going to draw it out? Well, how are you going to give me to drink? Hey, there's only one way to receive it, and that's simply by faith, my friend. Believing the very message, or can I say, the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Faith in His Word. I hope I try to preach the Word of God. It's not my words or your words, but it's the Word of God, like Brother Ernie read in Hebrews 4:12 this morning. It's quick, or it's living, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll get the job done, my friend. It'll run the devil off. It'll strengthen you. It'll help you when you leave these four walls, when you get out of here, by faith in his word, in his work. It goes on down here in verse number 28, and verse number 29, she goes running back into town and said, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? That's what this water does. It'll be in you a well. You can only get it from the Lord. You can only get it from him. And when he saves you, he puts that well in you. I was looking up earlier in my study. I was looking up how springs are formed. I'm sure it's pretty well common sense to everybody. But think about this. I wrote this down. Now that you're saved, and the well's in you, now you can offer somebody else a drink. I mean, it's like Jonas Salk that created the polio vaccine. What if he'd kept that to himself? But think of how many people's been helped by that. Now that you're saved, you got a well, and you can offer somebody else a drink, as cold water is to a thirsty soul. There's still a few out there that's thirsty, my friend. Yeah, as they sang here, I mean, you can't help them, but you got something in you that can help them. That's that well of living water, that supply of that well. And I want you to notice it said about it springing up. Now, naturally speaking, the rainwater comes down, goes through the dirt, it filters through the rocks, and most springs in our area settle down to a clay base somewhere down below us. I don't know how deep. It can be hundreds of feet, it can be 50 feet, but the water settles and it goes down in there to a clay area, and then it fills that void down in there, and it begins to fill up, and it'll find somewhere to run out. We've got what we call at my place a wet weather spring. After it rains for about 3 or 4 days, that water will ooze out of the ground at the bottom of the hill. But there's also also a real spring there. What are you saying, preacher? Everything you get from the Lord, James said, the wisdom that cometh from above is first pure. Hey, man, that rainwater that comes through the ground and filters through the dirt and the rocks, wherever it comes out of the ground, you can get you a cup and drink it, friend. It's pure water. It's clean water. And that's exactly what kind God puts in you. He puts the righteousness of Christ in you that's applied to you. It's not running through my veins, but He's put the righteousness of Christ within me. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells me that. And now I've got something clean and pure. And what is that? That's the gospel of Christ. I can offer that to somebody else. Spring water. Now, when I was growing up, kids, if there was a spring around, it was protected. You didn't sabotage the local spring, or you went and Dad would take you to the Board of Education. Amen. But notice this springing up, what the Lord said in verse 14, it will be in Him a well of water, and this well of water will what? Be springing up. That tells me it's active. That tells me that water, it comes from the inside and it flows to the outside. That tells me that it's not stagnant down in there. You know, there's some people out there claim to be Christians. A lot of them, you got to prime them. I mean, you got to prime them before they'll ever say anything. And then there's some that water's just coming forth. I mean, it's coming. What do you mean, preacher? They don't come in telling you all their problems. They come in praising the Lord for His goodness. Amen. Come in telling what the Lord's done. Now, that well, I've got a well at my house. Anybody in here's got a well at your home? Anybody in here got a well? Phillip's got one. Rest of you just don't know what you're missing. Amen. But when you get saved, God puts that in you now. Now what? Now listen for a minute. And when you start living for the Lord, now you ain't going to be perfect, but you ought to have a desire to live for the Lord when you get saved. That water's working down in there. What do you mean, preacher? The Holy Ghost is active in your heart. You get ready to sin, He'll let you know that you're sinning. And so here you are. You're just an empty vessel. And remember what 2 Timothy chapter 2 said? That in the house of God, there are many vessels, some of gold and some to honor and some to dishonor. And if a man will purge those dishonor ones out of his life, he'll be a vessel meet for the master's use. Well, when you get saved, God deposits in you. And by matter of fact, He said, you'll have to get it from me. Wasn't that what He said? The water that I shall give him, God deposits in you. What does the Bible say in Ephesians 1? The earnest of the Spirit, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Somebody said that earnest is a down payment. Now that's not a full bottle, but it's almost a half. You've got water in there. Amen. Some of you, your well might be bigger than other wells, but how does my well get bigger, preacher? When you start living for the Lord and try to obey Him and you go through things in your life, what does the water do? The water comes down from above, don't it? Huh? And all of our blessings come from above, don't they? At the earth and the saints of God, they come from above. That's what James said. And the Bible said it. God calls it to rain on the just and the unjust. And so when God, He loadeth us daily with benefits, and He just keeps adding to us as we grow. As we walk with Him, we can just keep growing. And you know, the more water that's in your well, the more people you'll be able to help. Amen. Psalms chapter number 1 said, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You won't know when drought comes. Drought may be all around you, but your well will sustain you during those times. And you just keep being obedient to the Lord. Just keep obeying Him. And the next thing you know, God's getting ready to use you. Come into a service. Maybe like we had here this morning. Or you can come in. It don't matter what what anybody else does. That's up to you to worship God. And boy, David said, the Lord, he's put a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and my cup's running over. And boy, the Lord just gets to squeezing around that old heart. And the next thing you know, you're out there, so you're letting your cup overflow. And there's somebody out there that's going to get some help. Amen. And where did that water come from? It come from inside, because God's put it in there. That didn't come from you. You didn't make it. You didn't generate it. But God put it in you. Now you can be a blessing to somebody else that's thirsty out there. The supply of the water, the springing up of the water. Bible said in Philippians 2:12, work out your own salvation. It's got to be put in there first. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That means careful, amen, and to honor God. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Boy, I tell you what, a lot of times be studying, be reading the Word of God, going down the highway, listening to a good song. Boy, God just starts squeezing me. I'm telling you what, my cup starts running over. That well just goes to springing up. And if it's stagnant, listen to me real close. If your well is stagnant, it may not be of the Lord. Stagnant water is polluted water. Now, when I was growing up, where I lived at, and that was just a few years ago now, I'd drink out of the creeks. And them old timers would tell me, now, son, don't drink any still water, but drink that moving water. Because stagnant water's polluted, contaminated water. Jesus said, the water that I put in you, it's going to be a well of water. Spring it up into everlasting life. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying everything you need to serve the Lord and to be a witness to others, God's put it in you already. Don't have to pray for more faith. Just use what He's give you already. Don't have to read. Boy, it'd be nice just to read more of the Bible. You don't have to quote 10 or 15 verses. Just believe what it says. You know, all of us in here tonight, all of us, and I don't want to get into this too much because I don't understand a lot of it. We have a subconscious mind. Subconscious mind. And I can prove that by saying this. I'm amazed at young people and adults that can sing 10 or 12 worldly songs and can't, they just barely know Amazing Grace. But you know how they know them songs so much? They listen to it so much on the radio. And they're listening to it so many times that it gets planted back there in their subconscious mind. You know, David said, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against Thee. The more of the word of God you hear and read and hide in your heart, it'll get back there in that subconscious mind. And when you're out there trying to walk and obey the Lord, the Holy Ghost will bring that back to you as you need it. What are you saying, preacher? You got a well in you. Just be obedient to the Lord and He'll keep adding to your well. He'll keep adding to it. But now, let me say this and I'm done. I want to say that when I was growing up, we had a well. Mom could only do laundry maybe once a week. And with five boys and a girl, we had a bunch of dirty clothes. I mean, out for school in the summer, you know how boys are, how they used to be. Every mud hole I could find, I was in it. Amen. I mean, dirty clothes. And you know what Dad would say? He said, now, Pauline, that was my mother's name. Pauline, we need to watch our water use this month. We've not had much rain, and we might run the well dry. We don't want to run the well dry, because you can do without a lot of things, but you cannot do without the living water. And Jesus said, if you'll drink the water that I'll give you, it'll be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life. I believe she spiritually drank of that well, because the next thing I read, she's testifying to everybody about Jesus Christ. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I'm glad that what I have, I received from him. I didn't get it at the seminary. Nothing wrong with that. I didn't get it from Papa and Mamaw. Nothing wrong with that. But what's really going to count is what you get from him, because he's got to give it to you. You know, we're in a generation, in my generation, that believes a person got just enough life in them that they can accept Jesus Christ, make a decision for themselves. But that's not Bible. The Bible says we're dead in trespass, and you have he quickened who were dead. Now, this woman could have come to the well, but if Jesus wasn't there, she wouldn't have got that living water. That's why it's important. Jesus said, come, today is the day of salvation. Call you upon the Lord while he is near. You got to get what's required from him. And when I say get, all you can do is receive it. Receive it. A gift is offered. Can't be earned or anything. You just receive it. Paul said, for what I got in Galatians chapter 1, he said, I didn't get it from men, but I received it from the Lord. Amen. Where'd you get yours at? Now, bottled water, it's big business for sure. You can drink that water and be thirsty again. That's the rich man in hell about that. He had everything he wanted in this life, but when he got to hell, he just wanted one drop of water. And there's no water in hell. Your friends are not going to be there either. You ain't going to have no friends in hell. There's no party going on in hell. It's torment. And that rich man, all he asked for, look up here, was one drop of water hanging off the end of my finger. That's all he wanted, but he couldn't get it. I'm glad I've got the well. You get one drink of Jesus, you got the whole well. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for that living water, which is eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for that well. That's the Lord Jesus. Thank you for grace, Lord, that met us in our need. Lord, I pray that we'll be able to offer somebody else a drink of cold water out there this week. For it's in thy precious name we pray. Amen.